I'm Alan Hall, president of WeatherGuard Lightning Tech, and I'm here with the founder and CEO of Interstore, Phil Totaro, and the chief commercial officer of WeatherGuard, Joel Saxum. And this is your newsflash. Newsflash is brought to you by our friends at Interstore. If you need actionable information about renewable projects or technologies, check out Interstore at interstore.com. Partners Group, a Swiss private equity firm, is exploring options, including a potential sale for German renewable energy company VSB Group. The sale process could begin in the second quarter, with VSB's valuation estimated between $1 and $2 billion, including debt. If the sale proceeds, VSB is expected to attract interest from infrastructure funds and utilities. The possible sale comes amid a drop in renewable asset values, although interest in the sector remains high, obviously, in the European Union, and aims for about 42% of the bloc's energy in renewables by 2030. Phil, this is another sale, possible sale in the billions of dollars. These numbers are huge. Renewable energy, although there's been a lot of pundits about renewable energy, it is still worth a lot of value.
Indeed, and this is kind of continuing to move along the same trend that we've seen recently in the industry, where you've got a lot of infrastructure funds now, you know, loading up on renewable energy asset owners, operators, developers, etc., because they want to be able to have somebody with experience in the space. So it's certainly, you know, a better strategy for them than, you know, just developing greenfield projects themselves or partnering with somebody else to do that. And to be honest, a lot of the asset developers want to be able to sell off whatever chunk of a project they might still own by the time it's commissioned, because they want the capital to be able to redeploy in building new greenfield projects. So, you know, eventually you're going to start seeing more and more, just like you do in other industries, and we've been talking about this on Newsflash. Joel's mentioned it numerous times about how infrastructure funds are just, you know, getting really warmed up and excited about piling into, you know, these type of asset owners.
Hydro Rein, a Norwegian renewable energy company, has reached an agreement with Swedish developer Ion Energy to acquire 80% stake in a 2.4 gigawatt portfolio of wind power projects under development in Sweden and Norway. The portfolio comprises 23 projects in Sweden and two in Norway, all of which are in the early stages of development. Hydro Rein and Ion will collaborate to advance these projects, engaging with local stakeholders and aiming to make their initial investments before 2030. Sweden and Norway active in renewables right now, a lot more than I thought they would be at this point. So they are stepping on the accelerator pedal again.
Yeah, and this one's interesting because, you know, Hydro Rein is obviously a utility company that has a lot of renewable assets already. You know, obviously in the hydro space, mostly, but they want to be able to diversify into wind and solar. And so this is actually a really good, you know, a really good step for them to take. Again, it's an 80% stake in a pretty decent sized portfolio, you know, 2.4 gigawatts. So you're talking about having utility companies ensure that they kind of have all their bases covered in terms of, you know, diversity of renewable energy supply. So I think this represents a really clever deal on their part.
It's interesting to me because we've talked last week, and this is a known fact that some of the Scandinavian wind developers are struggling right now. They're in a tough operating environment. Icing is rampant up there. They get lightning. They got a lot of issues up there with deploying these specific technologies. However, if some of those issues can be resolved, there is, you know, there's some HVDC lines up there that are exports. So now you can start triaging and selling energy as renewable energy as export. Because if you know a little bit about this, like the Norwegian market is mostly all renewables anyways, because it's a lot of hydro up there. In the Swedish market, it's very heavy on renewables. So I think that what you see here is more of a, it's less of a, our grid needs it, and more of a financial play to sell this renewable energy as export, in my mind.
Iberdrola, the Spanish multinational electric utility company, has launched an offer to acquire an additional 18.4% of the capital of its U.S. subsidiary, Avangrid. The company is offering a little over $34 per share, representing a 10% premium compared to the weighted average share price over the last 30 days. This transaction would increase Iberdrola's exposure to network business in the United States, a key market for the company's growth in the regulated businesses. Phil, Iberdrola already holds a huge stake in Avangrid. Why would they be grabbing another almost 20% of it?
Yeah, this is a great question. So it's actually having to do with asset repowering. Because remember how we've talked in the last few weeks and months about how Avangrid's kind of building up their cash portfolio. And they're getting to a point where a lot of the Avangrid assets in the United States, onshore wind, are up for repowering in the next, 3 to 5 years. A decent chunk of their portfolio, as well as their offshore project ambitions. And so that's the other aspect of this that I think is driving this investment decision to have 100% control. Is they want to be able to deploy capital to and go attract capital as well to be able to build these offshore projects that they have in their pipeline throughout the Northeast and even the Kitty Hawk project, which is still remains kind of in a bit of limbo, but they're optimistic they can move that one forward too. So, having full control of Avangrid would certainly help facilitate that process in terms of them raising the money they want to be able to raise.
If you're a bean counter over at Iberdrola, one of the accounting people, and you have Avangrid sitting in your portfolio, you already own a majority stake in it. It's your company, basically, and it's profitable. Why not acquire the rest of it to get access to more of that profit?
Macquarie Capital has announced its acquisition of Onyx Insight, the leading provider of wind turbine performance and analytics and condition-based monitoring to the wind industry. Onyx, which has been part of BP Launchpad since 2017, currently monitors more than 17,000 turbines in over 30 countries, providing technology solutions to 7 out of the top 10 wind asset owners. Following the acquisition, Onyx will continue to operate as an independent business, offering its integrated suite of technologies and services to help wind turbine owners, operators, and manufacturers optimize turbine performance, reduce downtime, and anticipate operational issues. Well, the Onyx deal has been bouncing around for months. If you've been listening in the corners of trade shows, you've been hearing talk of this for a while. Phil, does this acquisition make sense? Because Macquarie is involved in so many different areas. Is it essentially just bolstering Onyx to just like keep producing at this point, keep going?
I'm actually really excited and happy for them that this happened, because I think this is an exceptionally good fit for what Onyx is trying to do. It gives Onyx exposure to an asset portfolio that the larger Macquarie Group has that spans, I don't even remember how many countries at this point, but it's like 40 different countries that I think Macquarie has operational assets or an interest in a development pipeline for both wind and solar. Obviously, Onyx monitors, wind assets. And, with the technology that they've developed to basically kind of reverse engineer a lot of the CMS and SCADA technology that an asset owner may not have access to, I think it's been a really clever play from them to be able to, build the toolkit that they've got, because they have something that you mentioned, 17,000 turbines. I think it's something like 90, I want to say around 90 gigawatts globally, which is a pretty, that's a pretty good chunk of the market. It's giving Onyx great exposure in terms of getting their technology deployed on the Macquarie fleet. And let's keep in mind that Macquarie is also, a minority or majority owner in a lot of offshore assets as well. So this is going to give Onyx a tremendous amount of growth opportunity. I think it's actually a better fit than some of the other deals that had, potentially been proposed. It was You know, there were some companies that they could have gotten together with that would have been complementary in terms of asset monitoring and management. But I think working with an asset owner like Macquarie Group is just fantastic. So this one's at the top of my list.
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. I like this one a lot. And I think that it spells out big growth for Onyx, right? They had a great partner come and launch with BP. Now they're going to be with the Macquarie Group. They're going to have access to a lot of turbines. There's a lot of learning that can be done from that. We always talk about, hey, OEMs aren't sharing data or whatever that may be, but Onyx has gone to what they've done so far. They've gone into the back end and reverse engineered things and made that data and those insights available. Now they're going to get access to more and more of the global wind turbine fleet, and we're going to hopefully see a lot of other great things come out of the Onyx garage.